You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bob Pompeiani back with you. Joe Starkey on vacation. Austin Bechtel behind the glass. And you can reach him at 412-928-9370. And I'd love to hear your thoughts about breakout players for the Pittsburgh Steelers, offensively and defensively. You know they've brought in a lot of big names. But what player that we're really not talking about right now has to have that breakout season? Austin, I'll start. And we're going to go offense first and then defense. Or however you want to do it. I'll start with defense, just because I think the guy I'm really looking forward to this year, and I think he's going to have a big year, is Peyton Wilson.
Okay.
I think that guy is due to emerge as an inside linebacker who not only can make tackles when necessary, but he can run side to side better than most if he's healthy. And we saw last year when he was healthy what he's capable of doing. So I'm looking forward to him having a breakout year.
So we can't use like a rookie in this instance. Like I can't say Harmon's going to have a breakout year because he's a rookie, and it's not like a
someone who's been here that we haven't really. Yeah,
kind of like a most improved.
Yeah.
Award.
You know how
like
Tomlin always talks about
year
two, we look for this sort of improvement. Who of those players do you think can be that guy?
Well, I hope it's Joey Porter Jr. That's what I'm really hoping ends up being the case. I'm with you on Peyton Wilson, where he's probably the most likely guy to take that jump, especially because, yeah, they signed Malik Harrison, and yeah, I mean, they have Cole Holcomb coming back, but I think it's probably with Landon Roberts out the door, the Peyton Wilson and Patrick Queen middle linebacking core.
Another right? guy who's been around, but you know, you saw a little, you know, instances where he could be dominant, or at least a player who makes plays, is Mark Robinson.
Yeah,
I don't know that he's ever
going to
get a
teams.
Chance, though. You know, you got all these guys ahead of him now, including Malik Harrison, who you just mentioned.
Yeah, and he's kind of undersized.
Yes, but he does make plays. And on special teams, I think he's shown that he's capable of doing that.
This will be contingent on injuries, Bob. I really like Nick Herbig. I have been somebody that's been really big on Herbig, where if they've wanted to move Highsmith to acquire a piece, whether it's a wide receiver or draft capital or just move money off the books, I would be okay with them doing that. Now, Highsmith is a very good run defender. You would lose some ability there because when Highsmith was out and Herbig was the starter, we did see Herbig get a little bit exposed. And he didn't seem like he was ready for that starting role just yet, and that he was good as like a third pass rusher that could come in situations, especially when fresh, and be able to get to the quarterback because he's got some good moves to him.
Well, that would also be predicated on what happens with TJ Watt. And I think we all are probably looking at him signing at some point. But if he is really determined to get the number one defensive money on the board, you know, and I wonder why every player has to have that as an agenda item. Because if TJ Watt can feel, and I think he is the best at what he does, but most of the national people look at Myles Garrett and say he's better. So based on that, does TJ Watt deserve to have it based on those national feelings that he's not as good as, and I think that's the wrong way to think of it. I think TJ Watt is a much better player, not much better, but better than Myles Garrett. But why does he have to have that sort of contract to be happy?
Well, it's It's all about ego, I guess. I know it's all about, the boys' club.
Why?
I got to one up, you know.
But it's
going to
last
other.
For 2 minutes. Then
I don't
you're
think they
see...
care. They don't care. I mean, I want the then and now. I want to be the highest paid now. And then if somebody comes and surpasses
Micah Parsons,
me, fine.
A day later becomes the highest paid guy.
You well, know? It was a good 24 hours. That's just how they think. You know, they want to be. I think that they want to be paid as the best to prove they are the best. Because I guess in that circle, like. You know, maybe it might be different for me, Bob, because you're up there with the Millionaire Club, some of the players. So they want to be able to have that feeling, I guess, of I'm the highest paid guy.
But
I'm the most respected.
Okay, he gets enough respect. You know, again, to me, it would be just what, you know, if you like being here, if you like what's going on, he said it 100 times. If they're offering somewhat close to that, but not as much as, what's the difference? I just don't understand it, but then again, I'm not him, and I'm not thinking of it probably the way he is. He is motivated by Myles Garrett. I don't think there's any question about that. He took offense to the fact in 2023, Myles Garrett got Defensive Player of the Year when he should not have. It was clear to me that Watt should have won that. And ever since then, he's been, you know, he doesn't show up at some of their honor programs they have because of it. If
he
knows
he wasn't there at the award
it.
Show when they honored Cam Hayward for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. He wasn't there.
So, you know, to me, that's unnecessary. But the way, all right, quickly on offense before we go to the phone lines at 412-928-9370. A player that you're looking at who's going to come in here or who's been here who can take a jump. I'm going to go with Roman Wilson because I have to. Is that your choice?
I am too. And, you know, they're very high on Roman Wilson. And they think that Roman Wilson coming back off of last year with the injury no longer a factor and more time to be able to learn the offense can be able to factor into this offense. Like they picked him in the third round for a reason. They clearly believe in Roman Wilson. Now, what was shown last year from him does not prove that there, you know, should be much belief outside of what we saw in college, because that was basically a redshirt year.
Right.
So
no,
it's going to be tough, Bob. Like, how's he going to factor in with Aaron Rodgers, who hasn't necessarily done well with younger receivers either?
Well, you factor in by just doing it on you know, practice fields everywhere in Latrobe and show that you can. And if the quarterback believes in you. Then he's going to go to it because Aaron Rodgers is one of those guys who I think will find you if you show him that you're going to work hard to get open and he can look down the field and see your number available. 412-928-9370. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Brian, I believe, in New Brighton, Pennsylvania. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, Bob?
What's up?
So a couple of things I want to touch on about the Steelers and then something really quick about Cruz. One, I'm really glad that they actually didn't go with Justin Fields. I think it had a potential to set them back even a more couple years because they were banking on his potential, so they might have given him too much of a leash and then kind of not progressed on with what they're doing now with having Rodgers 1 year and then pulling the Band-Aid off, hopefully, and moving forward to the future. Two, I think for on defense, I think Keanu Benton should and could be the breakout star. He had a really good rookie year.
Good pick.
And then I think he's a huge key to if he can play up to the potential to being the anchor on that defensive line. And then offensively, Calvin Austin, I think, showed me last year that, I do agree he's a more of a slot receiver, but some of the catches he made and the punishment he took – you know, afterwards kind of showed me that he has that grit and that toughness to kind of take a step forward.
Yeah, as far as Benton is concerned, Brian, thanks for the call. I think he's a guy that we should look to as, you know, we want to fortify the defensive line. That's a guy who's been here, done that, but he didn't do it as much as he should have last year. So I think, he would be someone I would look forward to as taking a step forward. There are other guys on this roster who've been here longer. You know, you have guys like DeMarvin Leal. They had high hopes. I remember Mike Tomlin talking glowingly about the guy, and he's just not done enough, and neither has Isaiah Loudermilk. Those are guys who could also, you know, blossom late and help them out.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I agree. And really quick on the Cruz thing, I think that from Major League Baseball, he's the kind of the young, before Skeens was on the roster, he was the poster child for Major League Baseball in Pittsburgh. That he has the tools, the athleticism, he has all those things you guys have been speaking of with making him a, could be a bona fide, like, five-star, baseball player. This is kind of a showcase for him, I think, for, you know, Major League Baseball, as the potential was there in making him kind of that next step to stardom, even though he's not progressing from a day-to-day, you know, aspect.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to be the guy who really turns it up. Thanks, Brian, for the call. He has to be that guy. Offensively, they need him badly. You can't afford to have him just hanging around hitting a home run once every 3 weeks and, you know, making a good throw here and there. He's got to be consistently better than he is. All right, who's next? Austin.
Go to Chris and Hopewell.
Hopewell. I like those Vikings out there. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Bob. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. I just wanted to call about T.J. Watt and his situation. I just feel kind of, it's kind of leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I've always been a fan of T.J. Watt. But, you know, I mean, his contract's not even up right now, and I feel like the Steelers would offer him a more than satisfactory, you know, contract. And just that we always wanted to be that extra dollar more and all that kind of stuff. I think it's disgusting. I just wanted to hear your thoughts.
Well, I think, listen, I think whatever offer they have would be a significant increase over what he has been making. But again, this little game that they play, and the agents are part of it too. When you see guys in your same position making more and you think you're better, then the market changes. And he, you know, has every right to chase it, but he does have a year left on his contract. So it's going to get a little bit more contentious than it did the last time. And I think it will. And I think if they're offering him, let's say, $40 million a year, it's not quite what Myles Garrett made, but it's really good. It's a $12 million a year increase, essentially, if you talk about yearly average salary. Why is that not good enough?
It should be.
It should be. But if you're going to play the stupid game about, okay, well, then what you should do is sign your contract, get more than Myles Garrett, and then when Micah Parsons gets more than you, then you go back and demand another. You know, you can't do that. Contracts are contracts. And this is a pet peeve of mine with all sports. I understand the game they play, and I know they're trying to get the best, and it is a short career. I get all of that. But if they're offering a very good contract to you, does it have to be the best for the moment?
Yeah, and he's only – Myles Garrett's only a $22, $23 million cap hit this year at age 30. How about 2029? His cap hit will be $65 million.
And who knows what he's going to be like as a player then?
That'll be at 34. His contract goes through his age 35 season where he'll be $58 million as a cap hit. What I'm basically getting with this is, look, they signed Garrett to a $21.5 million signing bonus. the Steelers could ultimately move around some of this money so that it appears that he's making more money than Garrett, or that he's getting more guaranteed money than Garrett based on the signing bonus and based on what they guarantee him and where they guarantee it to him as in the rate of the contract. I still think that he should just take 37, 38, and if they guarantee most of it, like even through the third year, that should be good enough.
All right, if that's guaranteed money he's after, I think they can meet someplace where it makes sense. Let's go out to Jeff in Cheswick before we take a break and get an Austin headline. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, just a quick take on the same topic. I'll just say real quick, what do you think about the, you guys talked about it's ego, it's all, they're just, selfish or whatever. But what do you think about the responsibility they feel as, I know players are tight and anybody who's played kind of has this brotherhood, but just like raising the collective bar, how much do you think that plays into it? That they just hold out for these contracts just to raise the bar and get more money for everyone? Because I think there's a feeling that the owners make all this money and the players, are there for a short time and they're risking their lives.
Yeah, and that's all true. That's all true, Jeff. But at the same time, I don't think that's driving TJ Watt. He's not looking to worry about anybody else. He's worried about himself. And that's fine. Like you say, it is a short career and you put your body at risk. I'm not denying them anything. I wonder about quibbling over, maybe $1 million at the end when they're upping their offer by $12 million a year. And quite frankly, if it comes down to business, and this is where, if you're internally dealing with this, the Steelers can say to him, and TJ, the last couple of games of the year, you haven't put up the kind of stats that we were looking for at the most critical times or in playoff games. If they want to play that game, and that's where it can get a little dicey, but you have to. You have to show your hand what you're dealing with and why you don't want to go to a certain level. And he can come back and say, well, look what I've done on all these games, and we haven't had a chance to be in a situation in a playoff because we don't have a very good offense. And then all of a sudden this interior conversation becomes a bad one. TJ Watt wants what's fair to him, based on the market. And that's the key word, based on the market. If you give him what the market says, which is over $40 million a year, then he'll be happy. I think the Steelers will do this. I do. I think it'll eventually get done, but it's all part of what goes on in this negotiation.
Appreciate you guys.
All right.
Good day.
Thanks, Jeff. One more before we go to break. That would be Dave, since he's talking about the same thing. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I wanted to talk about the trade deadline. Are you not allowed to trade a player before the deadline?
No, you can trade whatever you want.
Well, I know that, but I just wanted you to verify that.
Yeah, the deadline is the deadline. After that, it changes. So you have to make a deal before that. You can do it now. You can do it 2 weeks from now. But once it gets to July 31st, that's when you have to get it done if you're going to make one.
All right. Well, let's take a team like the Dodgers. Their pitching's a mess. Everybody's injured. Why wouldn't you want Mitch Keller right now?
I'm sure the Mets have an injured pitching staff. They would be also interested. There are other teams in the same category.
Why the wait?
Well, you got to play the game. You got to play the negotiation game. If I'm Ben Cherington, I'm not moving on any offer until I find all teams interested. And if I could jack up the rate because of it, then I'm going to wait as long as I can. I'm going to play that hand as long as I can.
I agree with that.
I'm not taking the first offer that comes.
If it was my team going through that, I'd want to get the best possible I could 6 weeks before the trade deadline.
I understand that, so you can have them. You can have them for, yeah, I get that, but it has to, it takes two to tango, as they say. So Dave, thank you for that. We'll see what happens. July 31st is that deadline, and I have a feeling you're going to see some activity for the Pirates. Not sure to what extent, but it may involve people not even on this roster, future Pirates. They may go that direction to try to help their offense, which has been anemic, and there's no way around that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.